bright lights ahead of me as I make my way to the USA. I forget everything. Stop along the way at the baggage claim where I lost my things. Maybe a blessing in disguise. The sun never sets on me. The sun never sets on me. One foot ahead of me, think of love instead of deceited dread. I forget everything. Laugh along the way as I count the days. I can feel the rays creeping from feelings I could hide. The sun never sets on me.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and today I'm with the Painters. We're actually recording a session for this show, and starting from my right.
Hi, I'm Alex, I play guitar and sing in the band.
Hi, I'm also Alex Lavoie. I play drums in the Painters.
I'm Josh. I play bass.
And my name's Michael Halls. I play guitar.
The Painters are a Montreal band, and you guys released your self-titled October, right? I know you guys were coming off of a hiatus, and you've been a band for a while. What was the reason for releasing a self-titled at this point? It feels like sort of a reintroduction to the band.
Yeah. Well, I think you said it best. It was sort of like something that came off of the heels of a long period of experimentation and recording for us at home. And we did in many ways define what we wanted the band to sound like. So it made the most sense to us just to call it The Painters, because it felt like sort of a amalgamation of different creative eras for us, even although we hadn't been putting out records or playing shows. We'd sort of been doing our own thing in a more insular way for a while.
Also, I feel like it's our first album. Even though we had a bunch of releases before, maybe self-titled was a way of hitting reset on the discography and being like, this is where the band really starts. Even though I'm still excited about everything we did up until now.
The next question I ask after that is, and I'll go through each one of you, like, how would you describe the Painters? And also, what do you feel has changed since those recordings from however long ago to now?
It's a great question. The record feels kind of like sort of a summary of a chapter of the band, where I was the one writing the songs and Josh and Michael and Alex were kind of doing their own thing with a whole lot of creative freedom and sort of allowing themselves to come up with cool ideas for arrangements and production on top of the shell of a song that I had written. So it feels sort of like a complete document from that era of the band, but we are definitely on like a pretty different path right now.
I feel like if anyone is not familiar with the project before, I could say The Painters is Alex Bork's songwriting project.
Okay.
And then everyone else in the band is like a multi-instrumentalist, and we're kind of coming together to painting the colors in the outline.
Yeah.
Like, no, we got to cut that shit out.
No. We're keeping that for sure.
Okay. Well, the painters started because, like, you guys were working as painters.
Oh, true.
10 years ago. The name came from you guys working for College Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys were like, what should we call our band? Like, what's Alex's band going to be called? And then, like, that's where, I don't know, is that too much lore?
No, that's the etymology for sure.
That was so long ago. And I think, to me, what the painters is a reflection of this era of DIY in Montreal. The music comes from, like, the walls of, like, those venues and, like, kind of represents an era for a lot of us. And, like, yeah, and it's also, I think it's just a friendship between all of us, right? Like, that's what the painters is to me in a lot of ways.
For a while, there was, like, a bit of a rotating cast of collaborators with Alex and, like, different producers and co-producers, but it's starting to calcify into something that feels like it could be more consistent, where Michael and I are sort of doing the bulk of the production. Alex Borg's been doing a lot of the songs, and then Alex Lavoie's been bringing his experience behind those tom-toms.
Yeah, I was saying, like, it just, like, formed over a long period of time. I feel like originally it was somewhat loose. There was, like, a live version of the band that was specific a long time ago, the, like, first version of the band that I wasn't in. And then, like, slowly it became more loose in terms of configuration. And then me and Josh and Alex Bork and one other friend were in a, like, very different brief-lived version of the band that played, like, 3 shows and recorded, like, 1 song that actually got released. And then, like, slowly, as we worked on new stuff without really knowing what the band was, but knowing we would keep working on this project, eventually we landed on this configuration, because if a song had drums, then we would just call Alex because it would turn out better. But we make the album, we didn't know, like, some of the songs were, like, not even finished, and we just start adding stuff to see what the song would become, but not knowing the end result. So even, like, basic things like configuration or instrumentation isn't, like, settled. But now, like, after having done that, it's kind of clear that we know what we can do. And if we want to do live stuff, then Alex just plays drums and it's good.
Okay, that's an interesting aspect of it too, is on our record, it's not really the same band the whole time. I think there's some songs that mostly just Michael and Alex B did together, and then there's maybe a couple songs that just Alex and I did together, and then there's some songs where it's, like, all 4 of us playing in different configurations.
There's a whole song that you wrote, Josh, as well.
Like, that's a hidden track, so you have to listen to the album very carefully to hear it.
Yeah.
Hidden in the middle, hidden in plain sight.
I think it's really cool for there to be sort of this, like, natural coalescence. You were saying, Michael, like, configuration of the band, but also, like, do you know what sound that you want to go with now? Or it's like, okay, I don't want to say, like, sound you want to go with, but in terms of playing together, does it feel clear where things are headed?
Yes.
Yes and no.
Oh, man. Discord.
Yeah. I mean, the sort of era that the record represents is one where we were definitely more of a recording project than a band.
Okay.
But now that we're more of a normal band that gets together and rehearses and plays new songs and plays shows and does stuff like that, I feel like there is kind of a cohesion that's happening naturally. And there's definitely some elements that I would recognize from the record, and just sort of some of which are stylistic, you know, just our playing styles, but also songwriting styles and tendencies and stuff. But definitely, on the other hand, we're all kind of contributing songs now. And I think that's kind of expanding the musical vocabulary quite a bit, where there isn't, like, a mold that we need to fit into or anything. It's kind of just, if one of us has a cool song, we'll learn it.
I only say no, like, not entirely we don't know what our sound is, because I think we're still figuring stuff out all the time. And, like, we're still refining, and we definitely have learned a lot about what we like and how we want to work together. I don't know. We've also probably learned how to communicate with each other really well, I would say, at this point, with what we want for sounds. But I think that we're constantly evolving, I would say. When we start jamming a new song, we don't know what it's going to sound like until we work on it for a while, so it's not like immediately clear. But sometimes it is. Sometimes it's more clear than other times. But that's all I'm saying. It's like a little puzzle.
I feel like it's more clear what we're not going to do than what we are going to do. Because I think that that record that we just released took us so long because it was our like learning how to make a record. And we kept on hitting a point where it was done. But then we would like learn something new about how to make albums and then kind of like redo parts of it like over and over. And so I'm really happy with the final result, but I feel like what we learned from the process of making it would allow us to like move quicker in the future. Mm-hmm. Two qualities that that album has is one is that like it's like kind of like a collage of overdubs, and another is that it took us forever. And so now as a response to that, I'm pretty interested in making music that, that we make and produce and release quickly, and that maybe is relying more on like off the floor performances as the basis for recordings.
Mm.
Or at least if not a band off the floor, then like recoiling from our previous phase in other ways. I think the bulk of that last record was written on an acoustic guitar, strumming cowboy chords. And so I feel like collectively we're probably pretty excited to not do that as much as possible for the next period of time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an important point because the original pulse of the project was like fully folk rock, like harmonica is okay kind of vibe. But now that's not that that's a bad thing per se, but in the new era it's not so specific anymore.
I mean, the impression that I get from everything you guys have said is like it's not about like nailing down a style, it's like nailing down being able to play with each other, like knowing how to make something with each other. And I feel like that's maybe like the defining quality here of like all that time that's been spent. It's not just like, oh, we're going to sound this way and we're going to sound this way forever. It's like, no, we're going to be able to make, I don't know, better, different music with each other and be able to do it really well.
Our process has sort of like accidentally become this analogy for like fine art painting, where it feels like we're like adding, it's like not knowing what something is going to be until it's done. And then you kind of look at it and you're like, okay, now we should stop. Like, this is fine or whatever. Or like just moving paint around and being like, paint looks cool and like it smells really intense, like chemicals. And then when it dries, it cracks. I feel like that's kind of what the music is like.
I like this analogy a lot. Okay, I feel like let's move on to you guys playing the next song. And actually, sorry, one of you should say what the name of the first song was. Alex.
The first song was called Sun Never Sets, and it's also the first song on the Painter's LP.
Okay, and the next one coming up?
This is Somewhere.
How can I say I'm sorry? How can I say I'm sorry? Keep an eye out, look for me. Keep an eye out, look for me. Ask me a question, I'll answer right away. I don't know the answer.
feel my feet in the gravel. Somewhere in the distance is a place I remember. Or is it just an image from a dream?
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, and CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO, CJLO.com, 1690 AM. I forget how I say that, but I'm all right. This is past tense, and I'm still here with the Painters. Last song was Rain, and the one before that was Somewhere. And the thing that I wanted to point out about Rain is that, of this live session, it's the only song that you guys have chosen to play that's not off your most recent record. I was wondering if that was a deliberate choice.
Yeah, it was definitely written during the chunk of time that we were working on the record, but we didn't record it until we had finished tracking the record. I don't think we ever really found a place for it on the track list.
Yeah. The record took us so long that we like made new records during the process. So Rain's actually, I think, a newer song than everything on the record, but came out first.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's secretly the new stuff.
All right.
But now it's the old stuff again, because that's how time works.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to ask about, because it was a visual album, so you brought in other artists to sort of contribute something to it. And I'm curious about what that process was like.
Given especially the amount of time that we spent making the record, I know we already touched on that and how we were in sort of a race with our expectations, because we were constantly getting better at production and songwriting while we were making the record. So it felt like kind of a race against time where, you know, we kept finishing it and then our standards would get higher and we would have to add to it or fix it. I think after all of that, having it be something that we were not so in control of was very liberating. Definitely, it was fun and cool to have it be a multimedia experience, but ultimately that was like a great way of just getting people to sit in a room, because we did show it at a theater in Montreal as a debut. So it was a cool way of getting people to sit and just listen to the record on high quality speakers and, you know, be focused on something and give them some cool visual stimuli. But like, moreover, from a creative standpoint, I think there was something very freeing about handing over a song to a different artist, because it was a different artist making a video for every song and telling them to do whatever they would like with it, because that sort of allowed us to still have our record be the way that we want it to sound, but also this project that a lot of other people had their hands on and that we didn't really have any say in.
Oh yeah, that's an interesting aspect of it, because music videos are so expensive, or they can be. Obviously you can shoot a music video for free, but like a lot of animators and visual artists that we like, they're not gonna spend like a month making animation unless it's something they either really want to be doing for fun or if there's a decent commission involved. Mm-hmm. And we just had such a small budget for this idea that our way of sort of like having our cake and eating it too was essentially like approaching people who we were big fans of and offering them like a very small budget to do something that, where we promised we'd give them like zero guidelines and zero revisions, where they can just have fun with it.
Yeah.
And then we, as Alex mentioned, like we were able to totally surrender to that process and have sort of this like visual counterpart to our album that we just had almost no say in, aside from like very carefully choosing the people that we wanted to work with. Mm. And yeah, that was extremely satisfying.
Getting to the end of the project, Josh did a great job of stitching everything together and editing the film, but ultimately there was a time very close to the end of like when we were wrapping the project where we still didn't know what it was going to look like. And I think that was really a great way of resetting creatively, you know, because we were so one track mind on this record for such a long time. And it was nice to be like, okay, well, the final product is going to be something that we don't even have any control over and we don't know what it's going to look like. And that was kind of a way of making it refreshing and exciting for us.
True. I feel like it kind of helps like usher in our new phase too, because I've personally been pretty excited about working like more carelessly and more like recklessly lately. So it felt like a way of sort of like inviting in like a certain amount of chaos or like surrender into the project that maybe was, it started to feel like was absent or something, since we had so much time and space to work on it.
Foreshadowing for our next phase.
And were there any really big surprises in terms of the videos that you got back from these other artists interpreting your music? How did that feel?
The only guideline that I gave the video artists was not to have anyone smoking cigarettes in the videos. And so I was surprised to see some cigarettes in the videos.
Oh, no.
I thought, I was surprised how cohesive actually some of it was. Like, it kind of felt like it was not random, ultimately. Like, it felt like there was, like, a flow in a way.
True. Actually, that's an interesting coincidence, because none of the video artists were communicating with one another. And I think we only gave each of them, like, their own song to work with.
Yeah.
So they hadn't heard the record or anything. But then the mediums that the different artists chose to work with ended up lining up as a series of diptychs.
Okay.
Like the first two videos are like sort of a cartoonish, like drawn animation. The next two were live action. The next two after that took on like a
collage-y, like cult sculpture.
Yeah, then there's sort of like an abstract face.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And across the 10 tracks, essentially all the videos like work in like pairs of the same medium, which is really crazy.
Totally. And I really did feel validated in that respect after we showed the film for the first time, because I had people come up to me and ask if we had rearranged the track list so that the videos would flow together, which we didn't. So that felt like kind of a wonderful, happy accident.
Yeah, thank you, God.
But also maybe that has to do with how specific the vibes of the tracks were. I don't know, we put enough work in it that you could hear something and like respond to it in like a clear way. I'm putting myself in the shoes of one of these video makers, but...
Yeah, I definitely say it sounded like you guys put so much effort into the album, like sort of natural for that to come through. And I mean, it's still surprising that it would be so cohesive, but I don't know. That is like a testament to the effort put into the album for sure.
I think the sound kind of carries through because you're already in the headspace of a continuous experience. So even if the like images are changing radically as far as the approach and character and the medium and everything, somehow the like emotional context carries through. And one video in particular that I thought was interesting is like in Wait For You, which is like the third last track on the album. There's kind of like a very extended outro with kind of like a strange period of dead air almost or something, where kind of like just elements are being added, but it's not overly dramatic. And like my friend Kayla's response to that and making the video was really interesting and surprising, because it kind of reaches a similar point in the video where it's kind of like still and nothing, but then gradually these figures, very small, are appearing on the screen in kind of a funny way. And I thought that was particularly fascinating, that reaction.
It sounded like it came out very well. I haven't looked at the entire thing yet, but when I get home, what's going on?
Throw some popcorn in the microwave.
All right, thank you. And what's the next song that you guys have coming up?
Next one is Kitchen Tiles, also off our new record.
Okay, so Kitchen Tiles.
Broken promises, I have a lot of them. If I'd only had the sense to write them down. windowsill.